Good morning. Welcome into the Memorial Day issue of Prayer Time here on WHCB 91.5, The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. We are here celebrating, commemorating, remembering Memorial Day. Memorial Day, of course, began as a Confederate Memorial Day. Remembering Confederate soldiers and that sort of thing. It became a federal Memorial Day as well. Then it became a Memorial Day for those troops that had suffered loss, had died, had been killed in battle, had died as a result of their wounds, etc. And so we have Memorial Day, we have Veterans Day, we also have Memorial Day. Memorial Day is especially for those who sacrificed their lives on the battlefield on behalf of our freedom. And, of course, if you go back, it's the 30th of May, which is celebrated officially as Memorial Day, but with the change of regulations, laws, etc., they made it a Monday Memorial Day, so you'd have a three-day weekend. Now, Memorial Day in the United States is also the unofficial start of summer and summer vacations. It just works out that way because we usually have a little warmer weather starting at the end of May. And of course, it's not only warmer weather, but it's summer weather is more apt to be what it's called. In the Old Testament and even into the New Testament, the word memorial was used often, 31 times in the King James. In Psalm 135:13, "Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations." Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. We know that in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel were being formed by God, when they were coming out of Egypt, as Moses was leading them, and then later as Joshua was leading them into the Promised Land, they often would stop and stack stones as a memorial. And we can read in all sorts of places throughout the Old Testament about these memorials. And then, of course, in Esther chapter 9, verse 28, we saw that there was a memorial that is to be for the Jews when it comes to Purim. And this is the time that Haman was trying to kill all the Jews. And Esther was the queen, and she went in unto the king without permission, was saved. She wasn't killed, as she could have been. And she asked the king for permission for her people to save themselves, to fight if they needed to, and to try to stop Haman. Haman went and was hung on his own gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. And Esther 9:28 says it this way, "And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed." It was a time that is a memorial to the Jewish people themselves and to God's provision. We know that when the Israelites were coming out of slavery in Egypt, that the Passover is considered a memorial, something to be remembered always. When the death angel passed over, when God himself gave life to the Jews and death to the firstborn of the Egyptians. And so we think of memorials in that context. In the New Testament, You remember the situation where Mary had broken the alabaster box and had anointed the feet of Jesus with the ointment, and then had cried the tears and had wiped his feet with her tears and had dried his feet with her hair. And Matthew 26:13 says, "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial unto her." So we see memorials being used throughout the Old Testament and even into the New Testament to remind us of what God has done for us. Just as this Memorial Day is a day to remind us what human beings have done for us in their service to the country, to their service to their fellow Americans. And we are to indeed say thank you and to remember the valor of those who have served and those who have died serving their nation. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for your love that was manifested and is manifested through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you that the love of country has caused millions to serve in the armed forces and many of those to give their last ounce of devotion, their last act of devotion in the service of their country. And so we pause this Memorial Day to say thank you to them and to you for the freedom that we still have in this nation to worship you and to speak on your behalf and to tell others the truth of your greatness. And we thank you for that. We thank you for these of the military who have served so valiantly. And Father, we would bring their families to you, and we would ask you to work in the family situations and for the wounded warriors who have come back from recent engagements and engagements of long ago and have great needs. We ask, Father, for you to meet those needs, and even today that you'd meet those needs in their lives. And Father, we do ask for your provision for our listeners. Whatever their need is, please make provision for them. And we ask for your provision for this ministry of WHCB, and we thank you for that as well. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.